Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now let's move on to building your own business. And every Monday on the program, a focus on the work of an entrepreneur. And tonight, Morongwe Mokone, who is co-founder of Mo's Crib. It's a South African home decor company, and it's known particularly for sustainable handcrafted products made from recycled materials. And sustainability, obviously, is a key phrase these days. Mo's Crib is not only captivated local markets, but has also expanded its reach internationally, showing the potential of eco-conscious entrepreneurship. Mo, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So let's start with the inspiration. How did the idea come to life?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me. So as you mentioned, the business was started by myself and my sister, Michelle. And I'm a born artist. From a very early age, I wanted to explore with different material and exploring with my hands. I mean, I started making recycled plastic carpets from recycled plastic that my parents would bring back from the stores when I was 8 years old. Mm. And when I finished matric in 2003, many, many years ago, I moved to the UK where I had a Japanese roommate who taught me how to make origami sculptures. And what we thought started as just like a hobby making craft became a sensation when in 2016 I started selling that at the markets in South Africa. And what really people were saying was that this product is non-invasive to the environment, and it was practical piece for the home. And that's pretty much how Mo's Crib grew. And we started making that as a hobby, attending markets once a year, and then we decided to do it full time in 2019.
So from the markets, and essentially what I sense is a part time occupation, you're now bringing the business to fruition. What was some of the initial difficulties or hurdles that you faced in that respect?
I mean, the usual, you know, funding, obviously coming from a poverty-stricken background and not having collateral, not being able to raise funds with the banks because you don't have collateral. That's the obvious one. Mm. But I think the one that people overlook is the fact that there's not a lot of skill in South Africa, particularly when you're growing a business that's got so much demand. I mean, we are working with one of the biggest retailer Target based out in the USA, and we supply to several countries globally. And what we have found is that even though South Africa is crying about the lack of employment, but we are crying about the lack of skill in South Africa. And we're finding that that is a true difficulty. And we're having to look even outside of South Africa for that skill. And that's really top tier problem for us. I think the other one is being in a recycled business. Some of the products that we made are made from recycled water pipes that we collect from landfills and construction sites. And the more demand there is, the less plastic waste, especially the one that meets our standards and requirements, are readily available for us. And so that's one of the challenges that we're finding, that we are not able to get that material as much as we would like to.
I'm interested to know how you overcame the difficulty in obtaining financial support.
We never overcame it.
It's still a problem.
It is definitely still a problem. But, you know, we do it afraid. We do it without the money. We do it without the cash flow. Many people don't believe that even though we're, you know, we make revenues of millions and millions of rands every year. But sometimes we find ourselves in a cash flow constraints where even ourselves, we don't pay ourselves a salary. And so we keep moving despite the challenges. You know, we have obtained many, many different purchase orders from many international organizations, and a lot of funding sectors are not able to fund, especially purchase orders, international purchase orders, which is quite crazy. But what we do, we've become resourceful. So we enter competitions. We speak to our partners, you know, whether it's calling Crate and Barrel or Woolworths and asking them for an advance, or, you know, creating what we now call a factory sale. I mean, we've got a factory sale model at Mo's Crib where we open the doors for 3 days for the public to come in and shop. And this really started because Michelle and I found ourselves with a lack of cash flow, but a lot of stock in the warehouse. And we decided to open their warehouse back in 2021. And that has become such a phenomenal event that we're making almost 4 to 5 million rands in 3 days when we do open up the warehouse for the public. It's become that popular. And so being resourceful and being really creative on ways that you can overcome those hurdles without having to go to the financial institutions, because there's no way that they will fund an institution like ourselves that is a black founded with not a lot of collateral natural with nothing to show for it. So we've had to be creative over the years.
Let's talk about your sister, Michelle, if we can. If I had to start a business with my brother, Mo, we would be at each other's throats within the first 10 minutes. How have you managed that family dynamic within a stressful environment?
I mean, I think my sister and I have a very great relationship. First of all, we are 2.5 years apart, which almost makes us twins. And then second of all, we were very close. We were brought up in a family that really supported everything that we did, irrespective of the different paths that we decided to take. I was more on the creative side and she was more on the, she wanted to study and she's got three degrees, which includes a master's from the University of Switzerland, which is a far cry from who I am, but never once were we pit against each other, and really our parents tried to celebrate each of us and our unique offerings. I think that's number one. Number two is that we were very inseparable from the very beginning. I remember sharing a bedroom with her, and our mom had two separate twin beds for us, and we would leave the other twin bed and sleep on the one bed. So the relationship is really a fundamental relationship from the foundation up. It's very natural. And I don't even feel like she's a business partner. It's really like I am running the business with somebody that is really my right-hand man. And I sometimes overlook the fact that she's my business partner. Mm-hmm. And where her strengths are, I'm pretty weak. And where I'm weak, she's more strong. So we really balance each other out. And it's been such an amazing relationship.
How difficult has it been to ensure that your products remain authentic and true to your brand values, even though you are expanding?
It hasn't really been difficult because we set ourselves with values that really speak to the way that we do the products. I mean, I remember one of the retailers, South African local retailer, asking us to create baskets for them with a plastic lining. And one of the first thing that we said was we were not going to be able to do that because of the fact that they wanted us to have plastic lining, which we would obviously get from maybe your China, etc. And we went ahead without that contract, which was worth a couple of rands, and we let it go because it didn't really meet the criteria and the values of most groups. So it's not really difficult. So the first thing for us is it sustainable? Is it non-invasive to the environment? Is it handmade? Who is it handmade by? Does it tell a most group story? Is it unique? You know, and those are the things that really, really speak to the brand, and it's got a story to tell. So it's very easy for us to create a beautiful product that is unique, that is handmade, that's created. Not only is it sustainable, but it's also creating jobs in our community, and that's really what the story of Moscrip is, and that's what really attracts the market to our brand.
And Marongo, what about the next 5 years? What's the plan?
The next 5 years, I mean, we're raising right now. We want to see ourselves as one of the biggest homeware suppliers in South Africa and the world. We are definitely launching an online platform that is going to offer more than just basketry. We're seeing that more and more people are reaching out to the brand because, you know, they love supporting a black business that is doing good for the sustainability of the earth and as well as creating jobs. So we want to see ourselves in the next 5 years as one of the leading homeware brands started by black South Africans, because that's never really been done. Yes, a lot of the time the product has been made by people that look like us, but never really been head and led by people that look like us. So we want to be able to create that difference in South Africa.
I wish you nothing but success. Morongwe Mokone, co-founder of Mo's Crib, thank you for joining us tonight on Hot 1027 Business.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.